Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Sports Huddle. Last week we had him on as a preview to the state tournament, and we must have been a good luck charm because a week later, Bill Lechner stands with another state title under his belt, the head coach at Hill Murray High School, and he joins us now. Congratulations, Coach. That was quite a night last night, and you guys were pretty darn good for the entirety of it.
Thank you, Mike. You were a good luck charm, I guess, so thank you. Appreciate it.
But you guys really peaked, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, that we could kind of see it coming, and it's easy to say after the fact, you know, after you watch the show, you know, the highlights of the movie. But, you could kind of feel it probably around mid-January to late January, and I think we started taking a run, and, you know, we compete with a tough schedule, so it was battle-tested, as we said. I think I said that a week ago. And so, we're very appreciative and very honored to represent this year.
Bill, a friend of mine, Hill graduate Joe O'Connell, called me before last night's game, and he said, you know, funny thing could happen tonight. We could have Metro East champions in both divisions. And I thought, boy, what kind of a long shot is that? How did you do against Montevideo during the year?
We beat him the first time, 6-1. And then the second time, as you saw yesterday, their young sophomore goalie played great and being respectful, but we outshot him by like 40 shots and lost 3-2.
Wow.
You know, and he played great. So, you know, they competed. They're good. And Jeff, hats off to Jeff Oshel. He played for us. He was a goalie in 1980. And so we know him really well. He's a great kid and a great guy. So I'm proud of them too. But yeah, they represented well.
Yeah, Jeff doesn't look like a kid anymore either. That gray hair, that gray beard.
He was a kid. So was I.
Yeah, we all were. You got some young players, though, that fly. I mean, Strobel and Pierre and Godbout. I mean, it's pretty impressive to see. We were just talking during the break. The high level that this game is played at right now, Coach, if you can't keep up with it, you'll get buried by teams like Eden Prairie and the ones we see in the state tournament because there's so many high-end players and such great speed.
Yeah, through the years, you can really see respectfully, and all the alumni of hockey are going to be mad at me right now. But the kids, they train so much that they're very strong. You know, before you do a few sit-ups and go jogging a little bit. But these guys, I mean, if you look at them, they have really strong abs and legs and core. And then they practice, you know, and we're skating with them in the summer. So, you know, their skill set as far as skating and transition and front to back, yeah, it's pretty special now.
Bill, did you have a particular strategy going into last night's game? Because as the game went on, I mean, at first you thought, well, this is, you know, got the first goal, but this is really going to be close. Near the end, you look like you're taking a lot of gas out of them because they threw everything at you and it just didn't work.
Yeah. Well, first of all, hats off to Lee Smith and Eden Prairie. They're an excellent program and an excellent hockey team. We were fortunate to win over a very skilled team and a lot of great kids and really classy kids, by the way, too. You know, kind of the recipe was that we put together for Thursday, respectfully against Moorhead. And, you know, this kid saw that it worked. I mean, every part, I won't go bore you, but, you know, through all the systems and what we did and, you know, back-checking areas and all those types of things and forechecking and neutral zone with and without the puck, it worked. And then I think we got complacent Friday night. And so Saturday, was there a strategy? It was more like, boys, you saw what works and what doesn't work as well, you know, so because we were fortunate to get out of Friday. I think we were kind of discombobbled or living on Thursday. And so, you know, last night was kind of a repeat against a very good team.
Well, this Kepel, your goaltender, I know it's always hard to project goalies more than forwards and defensemen, but he looks like he's got a future.
I hope so. He really, you know, you tell people and you stay modest as a coach, but Remington Kepel, you know, we've had a lot of good teams come through Hill Murray. And, you know, again, he's one of the top goalies. What makes him, what sets him apart, is he has great vision, great anticipation, great work ethic, and he's big. You know, a lot of goalies that have come through Hill have been smaller, and they're great, and they work hard, you know, and the same thing, but they don't cover as much net. And Remington's a, you know, he's a tall man now, a young man. So, and his work ethic is unbelievable. Every drill, every practice. So, and the other one I'm putting a plug in, somebody better be looking at Charlie Strobel because he's good.
Talk about who's coming back.
We have 14 guys back. We graduated a goalie, one defenseman, and four forwards. And we do have a backup goalie and some good, you know, our JV was 23-1 with a bunch of little eighth and ninth graders. So there's you know, good potential there, too.
One last story from me. That Eichens kid is one that, you know, you talk about adversity. He was a student manager after he got injured 1 year and came back and has been a major contributor. Talk about a lesson in life, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those human stories that you pull for. Henry, I'll go quick, but Henry came up as an athletic director, and he goes, hey, I'd like to play another sport, and everybody fears me. You know, they walk in my office like, you know, can we do something else? And of course, I love two- and three-sport athletes. It's hard to do now, but, you know, yeah, go for it. About a week later, he broke his leg he tore up his knee, actually, and had to have reconstructive surgery in Colorado to a specialist. And he wanted to be a part of hockey, and I felt so bad for him because, you know, I could have said no, but, it, you know, we have to say yes. Anyway, so he was our manager. So, and I think I've said it before to people, but the best is when Henry scored two goals against White Bear in the section final as a sophomore, you know, kind of worked his way back in and took almost a year of rehab. And the reporters were like, no, I don't remember this kid. Did he play JV? I go, well, he kind of did, but he was on the varsity, but he was filling the water bottles. And so that, you know, that was a nice step. And then junior year, he just kept working hard to get top six forward. And this year he was, you know, kind of that unsung hero because, you know, he doesn't get all the accolades like some of the guys, but captain, leader, and he really works his rear end off. And, yeah, good contributor to a lot.
Well, you are a class act, Bill. I've known you for many, many years. I know you as a baseball coach, athletic director, now hockey coach, of course, throughout it all. And congratulations on another job well done. You're a class act out there, and they're lucky to have you.
Well, you're very kind. Appreciate all that you guys do, too. So keep up the good work.
Well, enjoy the day.
All right. Thank you.
We'll have to have you on next week. Keep the streak going.
All right. Off to the hockey banquet. We got to get downtown in an hour. So.
You got it.
So, enjoy yourself. All right. We got a few seconds to go here. We're going to have a lot of fun. We'll have more of the Sid highlights coming up throughout the morning. You want to stick around. I don't know if they'll equal the Martina one, but they're going to be up there close. You won't want to miss those. We'll have a couple of special guests coming up in the next hour. And Sid himself is coming in the studio as we speak. Going to be fun. Stick around. Join us. Sports Huddle. Sid, Dave, and Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.